NRCC Chair, Trump shouldn't endorse primary challengers against GOP impeachment voters. By Wendell Hasebo on March 3, 2021. Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, charged with selecting potential 2022 candidates as head of the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, said Wednesday that former President Donald Trump should not support primaries against members who voted to impeach him. "That's not going to be helpful," he said. According to the report, Emmer plans to speak with Trump about not challenging the established order. In his Sunday speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, Trump listed a handful of congressional Republicans who opposed him after the 2020 election, urging his supporters to vote them out of office. Former President Trump proceeded to shame the Republicans who continued to publicly oppose him and those who voted with Democrats to convict him in the Senate after he left office. The list included 17 Republicans: Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, Representative Tom Rice of South Carolina, Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington, Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, Representative Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, Representative Fred Upton of Michigan, Representative Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington, Representative Peter Meyer of Michigan, Representative John Katko of New York, Representative David Valadao of California. Trump has been busy screening 2022 midterm candidates who are eager to fight for MAGA policies while ensuring every open Republican seat has a MAGA-approved contender vying for it. The former president has already endorsed Senator Tim Scott, RSC, Bob Pajacik, and Max Miller, who is challenging Gonzalez, one of the 17 members listed above. Trump has also received dozens of requests from prospective candidates who wish to earn his support, and he is fielding them as he sees fit. Trump has rejected meetings with former ambassador to the United Nations and 2024 hopeful Nikki Haley, as well as with some House and Senate GOP candidates looking to bend his ear. Formal meetings with prospects could begin as early as March, according to a report. Trump has returned focus to his movement now that the Senate has fully acquitted him in the impeachment trial, leading the America First agenda into battle against the establishment in Washington, D.C. With $31 million on hand, bankrolled by his Save America leadership PAC, Trump's coffers will be strategically invested.